If you think she wouldn't say shit if she had a mouthful, then you just don't know cinnamon. Here she is now.
You can always tell when it gets close to the, or when summer's coming to a close, even here in the state of Florida, because the days usually do get a little shorter. And I've just noticed that within the last week that the days are starting to get a little shorter. And then also, we've had a nice break in the weather, and the evenings have just been absolutely beautiful, even in the 80s. I mean, it was a beautiful, clear night tonight, and you know, you just kind of sit out there. I just actually sit out there with my headphones and just listen to some music and just watch the stars and just felt the breeze. And just after the last few months I've had, it's just been crazy. So it's so nice to have that. But summertime also makes me think of baseball. And, you know, watching the Little League World Series going on, you know, we got to talk about baseball. So let's talk some baseball. Here we go. Batter up. I became more interested in sports, of course, when I was in middle school and, of course, even in high school, because, you know, that was just the thing you did. You know, you were either out, you know, running the streets or, you know, we were fucking at the high school games. You know, that was just the things you did when you were in that age group. And I was pretty neutral. I mean, I was just so boring when I was in high school. You know, I was just, you know, I was a good girl. I wasn't boring as shit, but I was a good girl. You know, I, you know, kept my curfew when I needed to. You know, I was just, you know, I was, you know, trying to be good. But usually I went to participated in all the sports events. Yes, you're watched. I mean, football was always my favorite, and basketball, it was okay. Mostly I followed basketball, you know, because I had this huge crush on this guy in high school, and, you know, a huge fucking crush on him, and I followed him through all the sports and everything, and, you know, that's pretty much why I did that. But, and then, I went to baseball games, too, you know. I had one time I went to a fucking baseball game and got my damn car stuck in a fucking hole. It was ridiculous. Anyway, but that's when I started, you know, watching baseball a little bit more and, you know, getting the basic gist of it. But, and I'd been to some professional games, you know, or, you know, minor league games with some friends and shit, but mostly that's, you know, you bunch of chicks go and or you go with a bunch of people and you fucking drink and you know, you look at the asses on the field, you know, you don't really pay attention to what the fuck's going on. You're just there, you know, to watch them in and drink. That's just what you do. So I went through that stage too, but when I was working at the phone company, one of the girls that I was good friends with, she had a son, and he wanted to start playing T-ball, so she went to sign him up for T-ball, and they didn't have a coach, and so she volunteered to be a coach, and so she calls me that night, and she's like, hey, Cinnamon, you know, I need someone to be a coach with me out for, you know, for Brandon's T-ball. And I'm like, okay. So it's like, there were 2-year-olds. I'm like, so God, how fucking hard can this be? You know, with a bunch of fucking 2-year-olds. I mean, obviously you're not going to be teaching fundamentals and shit like that. So mostly at that point, it's like, you know, I loved that age group. I loved that age group. They were fun. You know, kids that age are just fucking fun, and I didn't have my nephews close, so yeah, I mean, I took part in it, and I had so much damn fun. Those were the cutest damn kids. I mean, really, I mean, at that point, like I said, you know, we had this little bitty-ass field, and, you know, we were basically trying to keep everybody upright, nobody fall, you know, even if they fell down, you pick them back up, you know, and you basically, it's just basically just a little bit of organized chaos, and you know, we were the Indians, and, you know, we had a teepee fucking night before the parade, before the thing starts. I'm making a fucking teepee for our kids to, you know, our team to ride in the back of the tailgate of the, yeah, man, we used to ride in tailgates and be okay. It used to be legal. And so, I mean, it was a great time, but I really started getting into the game a little bit more when my nephew started playing, or when my when my nephew started playing ball. That's when I became a little bit more interested in it. And my older nephew, of course, started, and my mom got to see a lot of his games, and that brought her a lot of joy because she was a huge sports fan, just in general. And so that's when I started paying a little bit more attention to the kiddo playing ball. And of course, you know, when I moved back home and became, you know, closer, I even became more participatory in the whole playing Little League and, you know, traveling within the county. And, you know, you get to meet a really fun group of people. And the nice thing is when they start at that age, you know, you can just, you just keep on growing. And, you know, the memories that you make along the way are really, really cool. And you see the growth of the kids. And it's just an amazing process. So that's kind of where my interest in baseball started, is right there. And then, of course, you know, my best professional time I had is we took a fucking trip to St. Louis, man, and we were on a bus trip. We went to the damn brewery. Oh, had a couple drinks. I mean, there, if you've never been to the Budweiser brewery, man, take the fucking tour and go to into the sampling room. Jesus Palomino, man, that is some fresh beer off tap. Or, I mean, you got to choose whatever you want. So hell, by the time we got to the game, we were a little tipsy, and you know, I think they were, the Cubs were playing, but fuck, they were about 3 inches high as far as I could see. I didn't care though, because I had a nice little buzz from that. But yeah, that was my favorite professional time I went to a game. But you know, I really, really liked Little League. That was my favorite. Now, when I was a younger girl, there wasn't a lot of sports opportunities for girls. Those didn't come about until, started to probably after I graduated in the early 80s. So that's how behind we were a little bit. Of course, you know, I had a cousin, of course, who I talked about in my famous episode, you know, who played softball. She was very active, but it was a little different in the state of Kentucky. They have a little bit more opportunities. And honestly, I just wasn't the athletic fucking type. I mean, first of all, I didn't like to sweat that fucking much, okay? And, you know, I wasn't a runner. Didn't like to run because I had boobs and, you know, and I had big boobs and, you know, all that shit moving. It just wasn't comfortable. Wasn't comfortable for me. So, you know, being athletic was not my thing. I was a better athletic supporter. But no, and I was, being an aunt, you know, with, I was a good supporting aunt, you know, going to the ball games and shit. Yeah, at times, you know, being in a small town, that becomes, you become a really tight-knit group. And, you know, summertime, you've got, you know, Little League ball, and then you've got teener ball, you know, that's how it progresses. And then, you know, of course, you got Legion ball. You know, Legion ball, you know, everybody in the Midwest knows about Legion ball. You know, that's the American Legion Post, you know, always had a team in their district that they sponsored. And, you know, we had coaches, you know, in the area that, in our area that, you know, that did pretty well. And it was, you know, it was a popular thing to do in the summertime there. And we always had a great, place to play. It, of course, is not as exotic or as nice as the one in Huntingburg, that, you know, where they played all the sectionals and shit like that. And it, you know, but, you know, it was nice. It was kind of fun. And, you know, it was a little nostalgic. It's what I grew up with. But got more into Little League, like I said, you know, when my nephews played. And the youngest one, he played for a while. He was good. He pitched, and he was good. But it just wasn't his thing. You know, he had fun for a while, but it just wasn't his thing. And the oldest one, though, it was more his thing. He was always just a little bit more athletic. He played all sports, and he was a very gifted young man. Although he wasn't very tall, he was gifted with speed and, you know, set a few records for himself when he was in high school. And, you know, I was proud proud to see him accomplish at the things that he did. But Little League Baseball was one of his things. He really liked it. He was a kick-ass catcher. He even pitched at times. And, you know, and he moved from a catching position to usually, then they moved him to the field because it was fucking fast and he could get, you know, they usually put him in center. But, you know, he could get, he was fast. So, and not only was he fast, he had a good arm and he can get it back up where he needed to. So he was just a little bit more, he just liked it a little bit more than the younger one did. But they both played it very, very well. And it was nice to see the progress of the oldest one. He got in with a group of young men, and kids came and went, of course, and, you know, and the parents came and went, but, you know, Little League is fun, you know, traveling locally, and, you know, you spend a lot of evenings in cornfield, ball diamonds, and, you know, drinking Cokes, and, you know, taking your water and shit like that, and, you know, thunderstorms and shit, and that's just a good time of growth, is to see the progression of how the kids played. And we had great pitchers, great catchers, and it was fun to see them all, and to see them interested in and having a good time. That was more important. They always had very, very fun coaches, and you know, even some of the umpires were were entertaining at times. You know, of course, we had to harass, and you know, and you always got a little bit of a rivalry going on too, and it was fun to participate in the rivalry a little bit. But you know, the more, for some reason, I've been thinking about those a little bit more this summer, especially watching the Little League World Series. It's just, that is also a fun thing to watch, and it's just fun to be a part of. You meet all kinds of interesting parents of kids who play sports. You know, you've got the parents who are there, you know, always supportive, always there, you know, and, you know, following and, you know, yelling and hollering, you know, and just, you know, just being the really supportive parent. Then you've got the parents who, who are supporting their child, but their child really didn't want to fucking play, but they're supporting him anyway. And then you've got the parents of the child, of course, who can't fucking play, and their parents are being supportive anyway. And then, of course, you've got the parents, the pushing parents, you know. But again, you meet all kinds of fun people. Interesting. And, you know, you just got to sift through that shit, you know, after a while, and, you know, just get in with your clique. But we had a really fun group of people that we went through high school, or, you know, Little League and Teener and Pony, and, you know, I don't know, I can't even remember the fucking, you know, how that all went. But so there were many evenings and, you know, weekends spent, you know, traveling back and forth to different counties and stuff, watching baseball, and it was hot, it was grueling, you know, but it was fun. It was just fun. And if you get in with a good group of people, and that's the beauty of living in a small town, you know, everybody kind of, you know, we all kind of fit in together, and you know, we just kind of take care of each other. But I got to tell you, you know, of course, you know, you've had I spent my nights in the concession stands. And of course, God, we always had, you know, for Legion, at the Legion field, always liked working in the concession stand with Larry and Gretchen. They were just fun, you know, and I'm telling you, Larry could cook a mean corn dog, and we had mean corn dogs. I mean, we had good corn dogs at the Legion field. Everybody, I think we were well known for the fucking corn dogs at our Legion field. But yeah, it was great times. But you know, I can remember, you know, being around the parents, you know, we, our boys, you know, we were following them, and they were playing very, very well. And they amazingly, it is amazing to see a team progress and a team gel. I mean, they have been playing together since, they had played together since they were basically all in, you know, grade school together. So these kids played throughout the years, and some played travel ball, some, you know, played ball here and there. And, you know, the sport is a lot different. You know, you have an opportunity to play some of your sports all season long. And especially here in Florida, man, I got to tell you, softball and baseball, both it goes. I've known a lot of friends that have traveled, that are playing on travel teams, and they play ball. And you know, you can play it all year round here. And it's very common. And, you know, I've got good friends who I spent time at their daughter's games watching her play softball. She's a fucking phenomenal softball player. And, you know, she's in northern Florida right now, and amazing, amazing talent. And, of course, I've got a good friend, one of my Breakfast Club friends. Her son plays fucking Little League, and he's been on a couple of travel teams. And this boy has played at Cooperstown in tournaments twice this summer. And the first time he played, I believe, the Crush actually made it, what, to the Elite Eight? And this time, actually, they made it to the fucking, you know, the second time he played, you know, for a different team, you know, I think they made they came in second place. Yeah, they didn't play, they played the championship game, and they lost the championship game. But, I mean, I miss going to that. So, I'm going to try to get out there and spend more time, a little bit more time at the ball field. Because, you know what? Good people are at the ball field. And then there's some crazy-ass people at the ball field, you know. You always got to have the crazy ones that argue with the umpires, and, you know, who think they know it all, and, you know, who just, you know, you just got some who just have to be assholes. And, you know, there's assholes in every crowd. You just got to learn to separate yourself from them. I spoke earlier of the Little League World Series. That's one of the things I really like to watch, you know, in the month of August, because it's really fun to see all these finals and these groups of kids come together in one spot and, you know, play the game of baseball. And, you know, I think it's just a thing of summer. I mean, baseball is a thing of summer. Of course, you know, the majors are going on at the time, too. And I spend most of my time, I don't watch Major League anymore, honestly, folks, because it's hard for me to fucking sit still anymore. And for me to sit still in one place, you know, without trying to do something else. So it's sometimes, unless I'm really, really interested, you know, it's, you know, it's a little difficult for me. But I mean, I have been to some of the local games to see the Rays here in town. I've seen them play the Sox at the Trop on a couple of occasions. And, you know, it's always a good time to go to the ballpark. It's just fun. You know, sometimes there's stuff going on the outside. You know, if you're not really interested, there's all kinds of other crazy ass shit going on. But, you know, that's a really good time to spend with family, take them to the ballpark. And, you know, I've been to some good ones. So if you got one, the team that's close, and the guy that does my intros for me, you know, he's the voice of the Indians. Some of you may actually recognize him. He's the voice of the Indians, the Indianapolis Indians. So, you know, get out to your ballparks and have some fun and enjoy the game. But having the pleasure of watching and being a part of this process of seeing these young men play baseball throughout high school is about, it makes me think of about 12 years ago. They were, again, seeing these boys progress, they were amazing. I mean, I saw them come from behind and, you know, big losses, you know, potentially big losses, and come back. Yes, they lost along the way as well, but, you know, losing is good. I think losing builds character, and, you know, it's, you know, you got to learn, you got to lose in order to win. But I had the honor of witnessing them 12 years ago, a group of young men who, again, they played together when they were younger kids, and, or, you know, when they were younger. And my youngest nephew, had the pleasure of playing on the varsity team that year. You know, they always pulled people up, you know, for backup. And so he was actually part of the varsity team that year. And they played so well. You know, we just kind of had a feeling that they were going to, you know, that they were going to do well. We just had a feeling that, you know, we might, you know, this was going to be a good year and we could see how far we could ride this. So, you know, the season ended and we moved into sectionals and we won sectionals. Then we went to regionals and we won at regionals, and we ended up going state to state in the year 2007, you know, for Class D, and playing at Victory Field. First of all, that was a major event for my hometown. I mean, the fucking town basically shut down, and everybody went to Indianapolis. We had a huge caravan, of course, and we had t-shirts made, and, you know, it was just, it's so fun to be a part, just to be a part of something like that, and it's a pretty big ordeal, or pretty big deal, you know, in a child, especially a young man's life in high school when he's playing in a state tournament. I mean, you read about this shit and you see movies on this shit, but you don't really get to experience it that often. It's a pleasure when you get to, and it was great to be a part of that. And, you know, as the game progressed, I mean, they were just, yes, they made their mistakes, and God, I can't remember the fucking team they played. That's terrible. It was a northern team. Anyway, you know, of course, my nephew didn't get to actually play the game, but, you know, he was on the team, and, you know, they were all on the field practicing, and just to watch their faces and to watch them witness, or to watch them and them interact with each other, and to be in that situation, to see how they handled it, and as the game progressed, and I have to tell you, I thought it was more like a movie situation, because, you know, when Todd stepped up to the plate and hit that home run and knocked in, I mean, we knew that we had won it, and it was the most exhilarating feeling I've ever had. And I mean, to witness the joy in their faces, and, you know, for them carrying the trophy and stuff, and they poor guys ended up having fucking trouble getting home. You know, one of the buses broke down on the way to get home. But, you know, to see the joy in their faces and to be a part of something like that, I mean, it's quite memorable. And I was proud to be a part of it. You know, not really as a parent, but I was an aunt. I was actually part of my older sister and I. We were the sisters, and we were supportive. I mean, we bought snacks and we yelled, and, you know, we supported them throughout, and it was fun to be included in that. And if you ever get to experience something like that, and, you know, make those memories are priceless. And when they all accepted their rings for winning, I mean, it was such a joy to witness something like that, and it's fun that they have a moment like that that they will never, ever forget. You can definitely tell that fall is in the air. Back to school kind of signals that. And of course, you know, we're approaching another holiday weekend, which is the official end of summer. Of course, Labor Day weekend. And I hope everybody's had a good summer. Mine's been not quite what I expected, but it's been better than I ever anticipated. I've had a great opportunity, although I've been busy. Work has been busy. My podcasts have been, I kind of feel like I've neglected it a little bit, but it's kind of settling down a little bit. We've had a lot of transitional changes with, you know, system changes, procedure changes, manager changes, just fucking changes. You know, it's part of the industry, but I love what I do. I love my work, what I do. It gives me an opportunity to still be a nurse and use my brain. And of course, fucking working home is, you know, it's the bomb diggity. You can't get any better with that. And have my music and my lavender and my puppy dog beside me, and life is all good. But let's move into this middle to end of August and keep moving forward and keep having a good summer. Find the joy in everything in what you find some joy in what you're doing every damn day. For some reason, I haven't fucking talking. What that's all about. But find joy in what you're doing every single day, people. And of course, as always, keep moving forward. Forward, we know, is never a straight line. Enjoy the curves, everyone. But stay in your fucking lane.